Case number 9891, Scott Eastman, west of Garden Lane, being lot 91 within Garden Acres Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements. State your full name and address, please.
Scott M. Eastman, 8684 Garden Lane, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hunt J.C. Stover, 8427 Hearns Pond Road in Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
And you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge? Okay.
Evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for meeting with us so fast. We appreciate that. I'm Hunt Stover. I work for First Mariner Mortgage, and Mr. Eastman was my customer in the purchase of the property that we're requesting a variance on. It's a double-wide on a permanent foundation, Class C. we need a variance to be obtained in the because there's a front on the front setback. It's supposed to be 30 feet, and the actual location of the home is only 29.9 feet. And the side setback is supposed to be 10 feet, and the actualization is only 9.6 feet. It's around 5 inches. There is a certificate of occupancy that was issued as long and also with a it's called certificate of compliance that was issued when it transferred title, looks like, in 1992 to the sellers who sold it to Mr. Eastman here. It was issued for the dwelling and the two decks and the shed that was located on the property. We're just requesting a variance so he can move in safely and be all done and have his home. It's a first-time homeowner, so it's kind of exciting.
Okay.
You're just now buying it for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay, and it, you said the CO was 92?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They were waived by the director for CO's issue.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Okay.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, obviously it's unique in specific circumstance. It's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously wasn't created by the applicant. Certainly won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 9891.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9891. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night.
You too.
Mr. Eastman, how'd you get a banker to come in and present your application for you?
You want my card? I'd be more happy to come in for anyone else you'd recommend.
Good advertising for a new bank.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good evening.